I used to live in this old apartment when I was younger. It was really an old house that was converted into a duplex, I guess. I had a kitchen, living room, bedroom, and bathroom. Then there was a staircase going down to a very small entryway and the door. The other side, I guess, had basically the same thing, but I didn't know who lived there or anything. So I lived in this apartment for several months. It was cheap and pretty close to my work. Other than that, it was nothing special. I never knew anything strange to happen over the course of the first month that I lived there. I pretty much would be at work a lot, but when I was home, I never had any problems. But then there were a few nights where I realized I was waking up in the middle of the night. I just know that I woke up and then went back to sleep pretty much right away one time. Then, another time, I woke up to what I thought was a noise, but I didn't hear anything more after waking up. I remember sitting up in bed and listening closely, but did not hear anything at all. So eventually, I just went back to sleep. This was strange because I normally slept really well and never woke up in the night. These were situations that I didn't even necessarily remember during the next day. But then when I woke up in the middle of the night for a third time in about a week, I was sure I heard a noise and I found it really strange. Once more, I sat up and listened, but I didn't hear any more noises. I couldn't figure out if I was dreaming the noise or if it happened when I was awake. It just seemed pretty strange. But after a while of nothing again, I finally fell back asleep. I wasn't really sure what was going on or what was the cause of me waking up. But then, one of the very next nights, I remember that I woke up again. I don't really remember hearing any noises, but I also was like wide awake immediately after waking up, which was weird. I didn't sit up, but rolled over to my other side. I was looking in the rest of the room, which was completely dark, but I then heard a small creaking sound. It was as if my bedroom door was being opened slowly. I looked over and saw that it was. Then I saw somebody suddenly enter the room from the doorway. It was a man, but I couldn't make out any details. The guy took a step into the room, but did not advance any farther. I was literally too scared to move. It was so dark that I'm not sure if he knew I was awake or not. The man then took out some sort of camera and took a picture of me. Then he disappeared back behind the doorway, going into the hall. I honestly couldn't believe it. I didn't know what on earth was happening. Then I heard some creaking from the floor in the hallway, and I heard a noise like a door being opened and closed. It was quiet but noticeable. After that, everything went completely silent again. I sat in bed without hearing anything for probably the next 10 or 20 minutes. I wasn't sure if I was being robbed or what, but I hadn't heard any noises in a long time. I finally got up and walked around my bedroom. There still was no other sounds, and then I left and went out into the hallway. I turned on a light and did not see or hear anything. Then I went around every room slowly and looked around. My place really wasn't that big, so it didn't take me long to realize that the other person was gone. But when I got to the end of the hallway upstairs, past my bedroom and across from a closet, I realized what must have happened. There was a door leading to my next door neighbor's. However, this door I was told was not in use and was always locked. It even had a small table with a lamp on it in front of it, and the door was painted the same color as the wall, so it wasn't really that noticeable. But I knew that had to be where the person had gone. For some reason, the door must not be locked on the other side. After that, I couldn't sleep. I stayed up the rest of the night. In the morning, as soon as I was able to, I contacted the management for my place. I reported what was happening, and I started looking for another apartment immediately. The next few nights, I stayed at a friend's. Long story short, there was a man who lived next door, and he was caught. I'm happy that he never got in my place again after that. The times I had been waking up must have been when he left to go back to his place, possibly when he was closing the door. I will never forget seeing him in my room. It was the creepiest situation that's ever happened to me. I live in what I would describe as a pretty standard apartment. The last one I lived in 2 years ago was very similar as well. The building had a few basic hallways and tons of units. I had a parking space in the underground garage, and there were several apartment buildings in the complex. It was like right in the middle of my lease when I had been living there for about 6 months when some weird things happened. My apartment was on the second floor of the building, kind of towards the end of a hallway. One night, I was awoken to the sound of banging on my door. This happened to be a Friday night at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody was repeatedly banging on my door, and it seemed about as loud as they could. I just laid there in bed and waited for it to stop. But after it continued for about 10 seconds straight, I decided to get up. However, once I had made it out of my bedroom, the knocking finally stopped. I could hear somebody walking away down the hallway then. I went to the peephole and I looked out, but the person was gone. I didn't really want to open the door and look out into the hallway, so I didn't. I just went back to bed and didn't hear any more knocks. The next day, I was thinking about it, remembering being woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I figured at that point it was probably somebody who was coming home drunk from the bars or something. It made perfect sense, because it had been a Friday night, and they probably got back and just started banging on a random door, either just to mess with somebody, or because they accidentally went to the wrong place. So I really wasn't that concerned about it. However, at some time the next week, it happened again. Once more, I woke up to someone pounding on my front door. I had a bad feeling about it, not knowing who this was. I didn't really know any of my neighbors. I wasn't sure if it was one of them or somebody else that was random. This time, I did not get up. I just waited for the knocking to end, which took maybe 10 or 20 seconds roughly. When it finally ended, I stayed up for almost another hour because I really wasn't that tired anymore. I was finally able to get back to sleep a while later, but this was pretty annoying. Several nights went by before it happened again. This time, it was a little earlier though. I was still awake and in my living room watching TV. All of a sudden, there was a knock at the door. It seemed normal at first, but then it turned into a loud bang. I was so confused. I really didn't want to get up, and I stayed on my couch. The knocking on the door lasted for the usual 15 seconds or so, and then it stopped. This time, I once more heard the person walking away. And the rest of the night, I didn't hear anything more. Nothing strange happened for a few weeks after that. I had almost forgotten about the whole ordeal. But then randomly, it happened again. This time, once more, I was already awake and in the living room. It was pretty late though, and was after midnight. As I sat on the couch in my living room, I heard this loud pounding on my front door. It was crazy just how hard this person was banging on it. I stayed where I was like usual. This time, it seemed to last a little bit longer though, like maybe around 30 seconds. Then I decided to get up and look. I walked over to the door, and it was like the person heard me. When I got within a couple of feet of the door, the knocking stopped, and I heard them walking away. I looked through my peephole and saw no one. This time, I opened up the door and looked out into the hallway. When I did, I actually saw someone. There appeared to be a man walking away, but I only saw his back. He did not turn around and look at me or anything. The man was walking quickly, and I only saw him for maybe 5 seconds. Then he reached the door that led to the stairs and opened it, and then he was gone. I went back inside after that. For the entire rest of the time that I lived in my apartment, I never heard any more knocking. I don't know who that guy was. I didn't recognize him. Why he chose to always knock on my door, I also don't know. It really gave me the creeps though. This is a bizarre experience I had a couple of years ago. During this particular time, I was looking for a new apartment. I had been living with a roommate in this really run-down, beat-up old place. I had recently got a new job, and finally had a little money to get a place all to myself, and a place that would be nicer as well. The kind of apartment I wanted did not have to be perfect, but I certainly wanted something better than I currently had. This would only be my second apartment that I ever got, and the first by myself. I was excited about it, and looked online for the new place. I was still pretty new to living in this general area, and had moved there from another state when I got my apartment with the roommate. So I went onto an apartment search website, put in my budget and preferences, and looked through the results. After looking at some apartments online, I selected one that I wanted to take a tour of. It seemed like a really good deal, and looked decent from the pictures, so I contacted the management for a tour. I filled out some forms, and then was ready to look at the place a couple of days later. When the time came for the tour, I drove to the apartment complex, which was maybe 10 minutes away. However, after entering the complex, I was unimpressed, and I realized that I may have made a mistake even by selecting to have a tour. I had pretty much already made up my mind that I didn't want to move here. Overall, the place really didn't look any nicer than where I currently lived. The pictures online were real, but they sure made the place look a lot better. Still, I got out of my car and met the tour guide, which happened to be the property manager and landlord. I think he really did just about everything. We met, and he said that he would give me a tour of the unit because the people had just moved out. So I went inside with him, and the apartment building smelled old and musty. Inside the place, the carpet was old and beat up, and there was a spider web with a spider in it in one of the cupboards. The guy was talking really good about the place, as if it was super nice. He mentioned that he lived in the unit next door, and we would be neighbors. I was nice and stayed there for the whole tour. When it was over, the guy asked me if I would take the apartment. I said that I had to look at others first, but would let him know if I wanted it. He did the old salesman technique, saying that he had a bunch of other people interested in the unit, and he even said that he had it on hold from them so that I could tour the place. I didn't know if that was true or not, but I knew he was trying to pressure me. He said he had rearranged things so that I could take the tour, so he hoped that I would take the place. I told him that I could not agree to it right now, and if he had to give the apartment to somebody else, so be it, but I had to look at some other ones. The guy seemed disappointed, but then we said our goodbyes and I left. So after this, I knew I wasn't going to move there, and I went home and continued my search. I decided to raise my budget and realized that I could actually afford something a lot nicer than that dump. The next day, I received a call from the landlord of the apartment I had just looked at. I answered, and he asked me if I was going to take the place. I told him that I decided I was not going to be taking it and would look elsewhere. The man sounded very upset. He said that he had it on hold for me and claimed that he lost other renters because of it. I told him I didn't know that, but I never made a promise that I was going to move there, and I wasn't going to do it. After that, the man continued talking and said that he could possibly lower the rent for me. I still said I wasn't interested. I honestly had no desire to live there, even if it was free, especially knowing that this guy would be my next door neighbor if I did. The guy asked me why I didn't want to move in. I found it strange that he was still talking to me about this. I didn't want to talk to the guy anymore, so I told him that I was just going to look in another area, and then I said bye and hung up. The whole thing was very strange. It was pretty unprofessional, to be honest, but it would get more unprofessional. So that evening, the guy called me again. I don't remember the exact time, but I think it was around 7 p.m. or so. It was really strange. I couldn't imagine what he could possibly want. I didn't answer it. And when the ringing ended, he did not leave a message or anything. The next morning, when I woke up, I noticed that my phone had actually been called another time. He had called in the middle of the night at like 2 a.m. I was hoping that this was just an accident, but this time he did leave a message. When I played it, he simply said that he was trying to get a hold of me and to call him back. I didn't want to, so I blocked his number. I thought that was the end of it, and I would never see him again or hear from him again. That story is strange enough as it is. But a couple of nights later, I was at home with my roommate. I was in my room, and it was sometime at night, maybe 8 or 9 o'clock, and then there was a knock at the door. I didn't know who it could be, but I was possibly expecting somebody to be there to see my roommate. I knew that I wasn't expecting anyone, so I stayed where I was. But a few moments later, my roommate came to my doorway and asked if I invited a guy over. I said no, and she said that some guy was at the front door. At first, I really had no idea who it could be, so I walked over to the door and looked through. The same guy was standing there. It was the landlord from the other apartment building. I had no idea what he could possibly want. As I was standing there, he knocked again. I shouted from the other side, asking what he wanted. He asked if he could come inside, and I said no. He then said that he would only come inside for a minute. I said that if he didn't leave now, I was going to call the police. The man finally cursed at me, kicked at the door, and then stormed off. And after that, he luckily did not come back. I still don't know why that guy kept bothering me. I figure that he got my address on the forms that I had to fill out to look at his apartment. I wish that I never looked at that place at all. I ended up getting a much nicer place a short time later, and have been living there since. This happened back sometime in the very early 2000s. During this time, I was living alone in a one-bedroom apartment that I had recently moved into. I was aware of a few of my neighbors, but not many of them. The building seemed to have people moving in and out quite often. It was a larger apartment building that had a giant parking lot next to it where all the residents parked. The apartment itself was pretty old and not the nicest, but it was all right. So after a few months of living there, I remembered that one night I heard this sort of pounding noise coming from the next apartment over. I wasn't sure what it was. I knew that it was my next door neighbor though. The noise went on and off as it got later and later. Soon I was trying to go to sleep, but the sounds kept going. I had a hard time falling asleep because of it, and eventually I couldn't take it anymore and I had to go over there. I really didn't want to, but I was left no choice. So I walked over and then knocked on the door. After a few moments, a man opened the door. He was a large man that was bald and wore baggy clothes. He looked at me confused and slightly annoyed. I told him that I was trying to sleep and I was hearing him do something. I asked him if he was hanging stuff on the walls or something like that. The man said no, he was building a table. I guess that made sense, but I asked if he could quiet down because I could not sleep. The guy looked really annoyed but said okay and then shut the door in my face. I felt really awkward after, but it was almost midnight, so I went back and the man did stop and I was finally able to get some sleep. The next I saw of the guy was actually the very next day though. It was nighttime once again. Now I was about to go to sleep. Out of nowhere, I heard this really loud music coming from next door. It was the same guy's apartment. I rolled my eyes when I heard it. I just hoped that it wouldn't last for very long. The walls in this apartment were pretty thin, so noise traveled. But still, this music had to be almost full blast, and it continued until past when I wanted to go to sleep. I didn't want to go over to his place for a second night in a row. I wondered if this was his way of getting back at me or something. I mean, he knew that he was being loud. So I tried my best to sleep. I didn't have any earplugs, but I tried covering my ears and stuff, but I just couldn't. After trying to fall asleep for over an hour and the music still continuing, I realized that I had to go confront the man. So I left my apartment and I walked on over. After knocking on his door, he did not answer. I waited there for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, knocking several more times. Soon it was clear though that the guy was not going to answer me. So then, I headed back to my place. I went back inside, hoping maybe the guy would eventually turn it off, or I could get some rest anyways. Just after making it back to my place though, I thought I heard a door open and close from the hallway. Then, moments later, I heard somebody trying to open my apartment door. Luckily, I had locked it right away when I got back in, which was a habit. This seemed strange, so I went over to check. The man was standing right there. I did not want to open the door because I had a bad feeling. He remained there for a few moments, just standing there and looking angry. Then he turned around and walked back to his place, with the loud music still playing. He did not turn it off. I don't even know when I fell asleep, but when I woke up the next morning, the music had been stopped at some point. After that, I reported the guy to the apartment, but I guess he moved out a very short time later. It was good because I didn't have to deal with him anymore. That was the craziest memory of living in an apartment. My last apartment that I lived in was located in what was a pretty nice area. It was fairly close to the city, and it was nearby many businesses and parks. I enjoyed living there, and my apartment was on the first floor of one of 3 buildings in the complex. My apartment had 1 bedroom, 1 bathroom, a living room, kitchen area, and a small dining room area. There was also a balcony that was good sized, and it was slightly elevated from the ground below. And behind that, there was a large woods that I had a view of. So one night, I was at home by myself. It was about 9 o'clock, and I was in my living room. That's when I heard some noises coming from outside. I first assumed them to be some neighbors who might have been outside. Probably the ones next door, but the noises sounded really close. I was just curious, so I decided to get up and look out of my balcony window. My blinds were closed, so I couldn't see anything outside at all at the moment. When I slid them open, I suddenly saw there was a man standing on my balcony. I couldn't believe it, and instantly my heart started racing. The guy moved out of sight by going to the left. He was still on my balcony, but now out of view from my window mostly. I had no idea who he was or why he was on my balcony. I moved away from the window, but kept watching to see what the man would do. He seemed to be staying right where he was for quite a while. After like a minute or two, finally, I heard some more noise. I then saw him moving away and leaving my balcony. He jumped down onto the ground and then ran off, disappearing into the woods. When that happened, I was really glad that the man was gone, but I also didn't know what he had been doing out there. I went out to the balcony where I didn't really have many things at all. I just had a few decorations here and there that are typical for balconies. Nothing was out of place, and I looked around towards the woods, but couldn't see anything strange. So I went back inside, and was sure to lock the door and close the blinds again, and hope that the man would not return. But he did. It was later that night, maybe 2 hours later. I was about to go to bed, when I heard a knocking on the window of my sliding glass door to the balcony. I had a terrible feeling, and knew that the man was likely back. There was silence for a while, and then a much louder knock on the door. I then heard the guy try to open it. I did not hesitate, and I got out my phone and called 911. When I told the dispatcher what was going on, I was told police were on the way. The guy knocked again very loudly and then tried opening the door. I could not see any of his actions though, because the blinds were closed, and I certainly was not going to open them. I stayed as far away from them as I could. In fact, I went right by the door in case the guy broke the window or something. He stopped banging on the window eventually though, and then things were silent. I wondered if he had run off into the woods again. The police got there a short time later. I told them what happened and went to check out the balcony. Then the police went to the woods and checked it out, and surprisingly, they found a man hiding in the woods. It was the same guy, and when questioned, he tried running but was caught. I'm not sure what his intentions were, if he was trying to break in or what, but I'm glad the police found him.